You are listening to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program The Key here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a very interesting question. That question is related to the day we are currently in, because as you know, today is the birthday of the daughter of the seventh Imam and the sister of the eighth Imam, Imam Radha alayhi salam, the Lady Masuma, salamullah alayha. And here at IRIB English Radio and The Key, we would like to offer our esteemed listeners congratulations on this very happy and auspicious day. In this connection, the question we want to pose today is, what are the virtues of the Lady Masuma, salamullah alayha? As you know, the personalities within Islam, within the Islamic faith, you know, they are of various ranks and degrees. We have, of course, at the apex of all of them is the Holy Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then we have the Imams, alayhi wa sallam. We consider these entities to be infallible human beings, meaning they don't sin or err. And the same thing goes with the mother of the Imams, the Lady Fatima, salamullah alayha. But aside from these, holy and infallible people, we also have many people within Islamic history who proved themselves to be virtuous and pious. And, you know, Islam gives a lot of sanctity and reverence to them. One of these people is the Lady Masuma, salamullah alayha. And today we want to examine some of the virtues of that beautiful lady and, you know, why she is considered so significant and important. In one beautiful hadith, and in order to answer this question, we can take inspiration from the hadith which have been narrated regarding her. By way of example, in one beautiful hadith narrated from the ninth Imam, Imam Jawad alayhi salam, he said that somebody who visits the grave of my aunt, meaning the Lady Hazrat Masuma, salamullah alayha, in Qom, Jannat will be obligatory upon him. Right? This shows us, first of all, the virtue of visiting her grave, paying ziyarat and homage to her, which is why, you know, people from all over the world, when they come for ziyarat for the eighth Imam, Imam Radha alayhi salam, to Iran, they also, it's a custom to visit the shrine of the Lady Masuma. And this is one virtue. Of course, this is related to the virtue in her visiting her grave, which also tells us her great stature. In a beautiful hadith, it's also been narrated that that lady was very pious and very God-fearing, you know, which is testified to the fact that, you know, when she arrived in Qom, they allotted her a special place here where she would perform her prayers and recite her Quran. And she, you know, this place is still present in Qom and in Iran, and it's a center where people come and visit and pay homage to that beautiful place. Another beautiful, we also have many hadiths in which her great knowledge and wisdom of religion has been mentioned, such as there's an event in which she answered many questions of a person who had come to inquire about certain questions from her father, who wasn't present. She, in place of him, she answered these questions. These are all the virtues of the Lady Masuma, salamullah alayha. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the virtues of the Lady Masuma in the light of the hadith. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.